Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Vibration Station, where this evening we are going to be really delving into a really lovely topic that I've called, Where Will You Step? So again, welcome to a wonderful session. For those of you who are new, the Vibration Station is a chance for all of us to come together and bring the skills that we have, bring the tools that we have to create change in our world and change in humanity and change in the kingdoms and queendoms of our world. When I'm recording this, there is a lot of happenings, if you will, around the world. And some of those are, let's say there was a line, and in that line you have people on one side who really like the color yellow, and the other people don't like the color yellow. And there's a division of what I believe about the color yellow, what my feelings are about the color yellow, how the color yellow should respond to me. And then there's a side of, well, I really don't, the color yellow doesn't really affect me, and it's just not mine. But each of us are being called to turn within and to really look at what we stand for, number one, but how the team, my ascended masters and archangelics and the animals and the elementals have asked us to kind of look at is, where will you step? So I do a lot of work in the middle of the night, like in the dream space. When other people are dreaming, I seem to be working a lot. So you may be listening to this going, yes, me too, me too. And a couple of days ago, where the dream was is all of these tulips and crocus, and it really wasn't even about the flower. It was about new birth coming out of soil. And where the awareness was is that the soil is the fertilizer. And to make fertilizer, there had to be decay. There had to be things that broke down, biodegraded, to form the new nutrients that were needed for the seed that was planted, so that when the sun hit the soil and the water penetrated the soil, the fertilizer would get activated, and then the new flower, the new sprout, could pop out of the soil. And when I woke, it was like, here's all of these possibilities. So instead of looking at, they said this, they did that, they're not going to do this, how could they not do that? Whatever the thoughts are, whatever the emotions are, where are the possibilities? And can we elevate our consciousness up to this new vibration of possibility and looking at all these different possibilities and choose to step forward, choose to step into these possibilities? So that was one dream, one night, one dream. In America, for those of you who are following from overseas, in America, we're having an extraordinary occurrence right now, and that occurrence is a impeachment, the second impeachment, actually, of a person who was holding office. And in my opinion, during his time in office, just really did not behave like I would imagine a leader would. Okay, these are my own words. And in this impeachment, what they call them managers, house managers, have been laying out facts, if you will, but in a very methodical, very organized manner that anybody could understand, which I personally appreciated. And then a little later on a break, there was a news broadcaster that would put this opinion out, well, we really already know that how this is going to go. We really already know how there's no way they can get this many of the people, the jury, to, you know, swing this way and vote to convict. So I took many steps back because of the dream about possibility. Look at the possibilities here. And one of the questions that I asked was, what's in the way? What's in the way of the people who want to step forward, what's in the way of them taking that step forward? There's been a lot of debate that if this vote was in secret, hands down, there would be a conviction, is what people are saying. But because these different people, these different jurors, have to do this publicly, there's a feeling that I will be talked about. I will be banished. I will be a fear. So again, I came to the question of what is needed? How would it be possible to provide something so that those that want to step forward, step up into a higher level of consciousness, those who want to step forward to raise humanity, those that want to step forward to say, this was really wrong and here's where I stand, here's my morals, here's my ethics, that's the place where the question is being asked. What's in the way of them freely being able to step forward in joy, in happiness, in willingness, in humanity? And what I was shown was where they are is so filled with fear and contradiction, and where they want to get to needs a bridge. So would you all like to help build that bridge tonight on this call? So the intention is, even if you're drawing, you know, having a pathway, and there might be places in each of our own lives where we have been at some point in our lives or currently in a dark place, in a conflicted place, in a place of a lot of fear. And all we want is that bridge to cross over. So would you join with me and be in an agreement that our intention is to build a bridge for anyone who would like to be part of this bridge, anyone who is in a dark place, would like to clear that dark place, and would like a bridge over to a different pasture, if you will, of possibility. And if you would like to be part of that, if you would like to participate in this, would you just take your crown chakra, the top of your head, and would you set it at emerald green and gold? And I would like you to do this with your eyes open if you possibly can. Eyes open. There's absolutely no reason right now for us to have our eyes closed. So eyes open, top of the head, the crown chakra, have an intention of setting it at emerald green and gold. And let's set the intention here of bringing in all of our support. So as I'm bringing in my team, would you also have an intention of calling forth all who support you personally in how you go about your day and how you go about setting yourself up for healing to happen? So Holy Mother, Holy Father, all that is, we say hello. And we invite in all of the beings of light that are here to lift up humanity, that are here for the highest good and greatest joy of all listening to our voice at this time, all who will listen later to a recording, that all who would like to participate meet us here at this emerald green and gold. I call forth my healing team, and specifically I call forth Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. I call forth Lord Metatron, Lord Maitreya. I call forth Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, and Kuan Yin to help us with a piece of forgiveness. I call forth Lord Melchizedek, Yeshua. Archangel Michael's already here. Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Anna, Pallas Athena. I call forth all of the elementals, the salamanders, the fire element, the undine, the water element, the sylph, the air element, the gnomes and fairies, the earth elements. And I call forth love. (Clears throat) And into our presence may we also call forth Saint Germain and the violet flame. Would you voice out loud where you are, who you would like to mix in to hear, to call forth, to surround you in particular, surround your home in particular, to set the energy for yourself so that you know you are absolutely 100% surrounded by all those that are here for the highest good, the greatest joy, for yourself, for all who are on this call, and for all of humanity. The highest good and greatest joy. I ask Archangel Michael to specifically bring forth the, he holds the ray of love, and it is a blue ray. And could we ask Archangel Michael to have that ray available here, because we will be using the ray of love a little later? I called in Pallas Athena, Lord Sananda, and Lady Nada. There's a piece that looks like we're going to be doing about forgiveness and karma. Forgiveness and karma is going to play into this piece here. And would you just bring forth something that's in your own particular life or an event that's happening in your awareness that feels like it's dark, it's filled with fear, it's filled with abandonment, it's filled with uncertainty and unknowing, but fear. And could you just look at all the aspects of what you're looking at? Does it have a sound? Does it have a many people, one person? Who's involved with this situation? Is it in a building? Is it outside? Or both? And could you bring in the violet flame, Saint Germain's violet flame, and would you give the command to the violet flame to billow, to move in, through, and around this entire event, or this entire, yeah, let's just keep it at event. Even though people are might be involved, the whole scenario, the whole situation, allowing that violet flame, again, move in, through, around the situation to transmute the energy, to transform the energy, and to take out the high charge of emotion. And take a breath to allow yourself to come into present time, present moment. And right behind that violet flame, would you call in the red ray? We're going to push that red into a little bit more to have the red, which is going to balance out the emotions. But to allow that red to kind of blend with that violet and become magenta. And that pulls apart the underpinnings. Whatever's holding together the fear, holding together the doubt, holding together the anger, the resistance, the push against, I will not move off this place that I'm in. Whatever that resistance is that you're feeling or might be feeling, is to allow that magenta, which we started with red and added it to the violet flame. So now we have that magenta, and its sole purpose is to disconnect, if you will, the underpinnings, the things that connect, that keep it all together. And take a breath. And now would you call forth the pink light. For those of you who do a lot of work with me, we call it the pink diamond. If you have a a pink quartz, that crystal, that pink crystal, for those of you who also know how to be in an octahedron or a star tetrahedron, be inside that pink. And can everyone take your whole being, your crown, but your whole being to this pink color? Because the pink is going to begin to dissolve the dark. The pink is going to dissolve the uncertainty. The pink is going to dissolve the fear. And if you like, you can give the command for that pink to start swirling. It's going to move in through. It's a very gentle kind of swaying. It sways like water. It sways like the gentle breeze outside, this pink kind of moving with the water, with the earth, with the fire elemental, just the swaying back and forth. As it moves to the left, it grabs a little bit more fear and then pulls it into the center and dissolves it. And then sways to the right and pulls a little bit more fear and pulls it back into the center and dissolves it. And then leans forward and pulls from that fear into the center to dissolve it. And then sways behind you to pull a little bit more of that fear into the center to dissolve it. And take a breath as this pink just begins to softly, gently flow, this flow of feminine energy into the container that we're holding right now. We're all holding this container, allowing the pink to flow in through and dissolving the fear, to dissolve the resistance, to resolve that hard line. I freely give up my resistance. And would you imagine from where you are right now, the ground changing from that dark, dark, dark. There's a light that's saying, step here, and then look at the bridge that all of us have an intention of building. From where others are standing, this bridge across to where the field of possibilities. And would you now allow one person, one at a time, to begin the permission to step onto the bridge, to say, I choose to step forward. I choose to step out of this dark place, this heavy place. I choose to step forward into possibility. And as they step onto the bridge, at the top of the bridge, you know how a bridge kind of has an up and a plateau and then a walking down. At the top of the bridge is Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, and Lord Sananda. And they have agreed to accept whatever each individual is going to give them to be represented at the karmic board, to give forgiveness to anyone that they have harmed, and to receive forgiveness from anyone that has harmed them. I give forgiveness freely, and I receive forgiveness freely. And in that moment of freely giving and freely receiving forgiveness, Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda have agreed to represent each person at the karmic board to give each of these beings of light an opportunity to begin with a clean slate. Take a breath. As that first person now steps through this amazing, brilliant light, they are now met by Archangel Michael. Would you ask Archangel Michael to step forward with his ray of blue, electric blue light of love, that all the decisions, all the choices, all the actions that are taken from this point forward are bound into the ray of love. So watch this person step from this brilliant white light into the ray of love that Archangel Michael is offering, binding their actions, their thoughts, their emotions, their choices, their actions into love, that everything that they create from this moment forward is created in love. And then watch as they now take a step into the field of possibility, walking on the green of the grass, walking on the green of these fresh flowers, that they may find possibility in their life to make a new choice. and be in joy with them as you now put your awareness on the next person who is stepping out of that dark place onto the bridge, stepping into this amazing ray that is being provided by Kuan Yin and Lady Nada and Lord Sananda. And then as they come through that light, saying, I forgive and I receive forgiveness. And then they step out of that brilliant white light into the ray of blue, binding every thought, every action, every choice, every creation from this moment forward into love, that everything that's created is created in love. Raising themselves up, raising their consciousness up, raising humanity up as they step forward now into the field of possibilities. And start watching as the acceleration is ramping up as many, many now are crossing, stepping out of darkness, where the pink light continues to absorb and dissolve fear, to dissolve resistance, and steps onto the bridge. And I see many bridges happening right now because all of these hundreds of people are wanting to participate and not wait for the person in front of them. So there's all these hundreds of bridges coming from the darkness where they're binding, where that pink light is dissolving fear. Stepping onto the bridge and into this brilliant white light where, again, Kuan Yin meets them, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda meet them, forming that triad of brilliant white light around them, allowing each individual to hand over anything they're holding on to, the karmic debt, holding on, handing it over, and giving forgiveness to any they have harmed, and receiving forgiveness from any that they that harmed them. But they have to ask for it. You know, will you please forgive me? But they give the forgiveness freely as well. Many tears are flowing right now as this gift that we are holding, that we are allowing each of these beings to participate in, and then to step forward and bind themselves into love, into the ray of love held by Archangel Michael. That every thought, every emotion, every action, every creation taken from this moment forward is bound in love, created in love. That they may find happiness and joy in their own personal lives. And that by them finding happiness and joy in their own personal lives, they are now a beacon to allow the next person next to them to have the same experience. Would you just take a moment to be in gratitude for this work that you have agreed to hold this space for right here, right now? Again, this pink light that is dissolving fear, dissolving resistance, dissolving anger, dissolving the pushback, dissolving fear. Stepping onto the bridge, that is the bridge from where they are to the field of possibilities where they want to be. And then at the top of that bridge is met by Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, to ask to be represented at the karmic board to ask for forgiveness for wrongs they have done another and to receive forgiveness from those who have wronged them. And then to step forward and bind into the ray of love that every action, every thought, every emotion, every choice, every creation is created in love. Bound in love. And then stepping forward into the field of possibility the field of new growth, the field that has beautiful nutrients in the ground, in the soil, the nutrients from the water and the soil to pop the seed and allow the sprout to grow, that the roots can get thicker and grow, that in this joy and laughter and giddiness and the celebration of joy for holding this possibility, being in the possibility is of everything that can be created now and co-created in possibility to raise up humanity. To take a breath as you just honor this process, as you watch the hundreds that are coming forth and walking through this process, and in gratitude to you for holding this space for them to have this experience. And I'm being asked by my team to kind of leave us here, because many of you would like to keep working this through. Many of you would like to keep holding this space for those around you, those in your community, those in your city, state, your tribe, your country. So what we're going to do is my team is going to stay in position to surround your team. And I'm being told that we're actually going to hold this space open from through the 18th of this month. And this is February, so whatever today is, the 11th, we are going to hold this space open through the 18th, and at that time, the container will be closed down. So I'm just going to say thank you for participating, and let's keep allowing the pink to dissolve the fear. For a person to step onto the bridge, step into the brilliant white light that is being held for and by with Kuan Yin, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, for each individual to freely give their karma to this group, to be represented at the karmic board, to ask for forgiveness of anyone that they have harmed, to receive forgiveness from any who have harmed them. And when they feel complete in this brilliant white light, to step forward into and ask to bind into this beautiful electric blue ray of blue light of love, that every creation from this moment forward is created in love. And in love, stepping forward into the field of possibility.